Welcome to WYCE's Community Connection. Community Connection is a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Community Connection brings to you diverse perspectives and viewpoints from community leaders across West Michigan. I'm your host, Allison Donahue. The Grand Rapids Media and Film Incubator, also known as GRMIFI, uses film and digital media to tell untold stories from around Grand Rapids about strategizing, organizing, and building efforts. On our show today is Rodney Brown, the founder of GRMIFI. Rodney, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Allison, for having me.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. So I gave a pretty general introduction into the type of work that GRMIFI does, but can you let our listeners in on the organization's mission and why you exist?
Oh, yes, certainly. Thank you. So we're a community-based organization. We curate authentic stories that convene around issues of narrative justice and media literacy and equity advocacy through storytelling, film, and multimedia. And we've been in existence here since 2019, and we were formed to produce a film that we're doing, a City Within a City full-length documentary film. And that was the real genesis of our organization and getting started to give us a good foundation on these issues in Grand Rapids around narrative justice and equity advocacy. I don't know if you're familiar with the book, A City Within a City by Dr. Todd Robinson. I'm sure you are.
Yeah, historian. I would love to hear more about it and how it's guided the work that you're doing with the film right now.
Absolutely. So our work supports dynamic storytellers that are capturing diverse narratives here in Grand Rapids. And we speak about the past and present. Organizing that takes place or that has taken place in Grand Rapids. And we organize to build against what we call zero-sum mentalities or, you know, misdirections and the niceties of West Michigan.
Could you tell us more about that West Michigan nice or zero-sum mentalities?
Yeah, you know, it's almost as if there has to be winners and losers. And as we see it, when you don't have diverse narratives and diverse iconography that exists in the community, that is almost zero sum relative to those who maintain positions of power and influence and in this community and those who are locked out of that. And we think that media plays an important role in order to close some of these gaps. We think what we see, we can be. And when you don't have a lot of the iconography that exists in communities of color, you often are subjected to almost just kind of to go along, to get along. And that's my interpretation of West Michigan Nice. We all just kind of go along to get along. There's some great things that has happened in Grand Rapids. It's a beautiful community. But with its warts and all, we want to talk about it. You know, we want to do more around telling stories of people that have overcome the insidiousness of institutional racism. And our author, Todd Robinson, calls it managerial racism. And so our documentary film is gonna explore a lot that individuals that Todd brings out in his book, strategies that they use to overcome some of this insidiousness of institutional racism.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the storytellers are who get to decide what stories the public finds out about. So if all the storytellers aren't from diverse backgrounds or have diverse stories to tell, leaves out a huge narrative of our cities.
In addition, our mission at GRMIFI is that after we are complete with this film, we're going to continue to produce a range of films and stories that are of the highest possible quality. We have an incubator as well where we work with aspiring creatives to give them learning experiences in all aspects of film production. Many of these creators that are working with us are younger, you know, 20 to 30. We've got a real sustainable group that we're working with there that most started with us as apprentices on our film. We're going to continue to provide educational experiences through these apprenticeships for youth and adults. It's going to be really important that we, in this work, celebrate the achievements of our community residents. And that's one of the things that we miss where, you know, folks, when, again, they don't see it, they don't know if it exists. When we talk about achievements of a diverse community, people of color here in Grand Rapids, we need to lift up those stories that for us in our book with A City Within a City, these stories all speak to Blacks who worked hard to overcome this insidiousness of institutional racism, and it starts well in the early 1900s. So for, you know, over 100 years, Blacks have been toiling and struggling in Grand Rapids to make their way, and we're just going to assist in that by getting those stories out there.
You said a phrase earlier that I want to go back to, that narrative justice. Can you tell us more about what that means and how that guides your work?
Well, it speaks to, again, we cannot be what we cannot see. And, you know, we tie in, I use the term iconography of what we see often in Grand Rapids. And we don't see a lot of diversity visually. In regards to narrative justice, we think that telling our stories will provide a sense of justice as it relates to closing these equity gaps that exist, these opportunity gaps that exist, the lack of images that we see, positive images of people of color in the Black community specifically. And we think that by telling stories and telling stories from our perspective as we see it, that that is a sense of narrative justice.
So you're doing kind of that organizing yourselves that you're actually documenting in this film as well.
Absolutely. So yes,
it's kind of a whole full circle situation. Well, that's not the only storytelling project you're working on. You're also doing the oral history of South High School. Could you tell us more about that project and what it involves?
Well, at South High School, in Todd Robinson's book and in our film, is an anchor institution in this book and in our film. And one of the greater challenges that we had, that we still have, frankly, is in a 90-minute documentary film, it's impossible for us to tell all of the stories about what Blacks have done in Grand Rapids to overcome. There may be 35, 40 different individuals that Dr. Robinson highlights in his book. We don't have the time to talk about all of the individuals that have done heroic things in Grand Rapids to overcome. So in absence of our being able to tell all those stories, we're also producing small vignettes that will be an adjunct to our film. And then we'll continue to do other projects that speak to how do we tell these particular stories. Our Momentum Lecture Series is one that we have launched that gives, you know, diverse voices opportunities to come in and talk about their own journeys, if you will. You're speaking to the South High Oral History Project. Mm-hmm. I was just speaking to the challenge that we have with telling all of these stories in our film, and South High School being an anchor, we find that there are so many individuals in our community that was impacted by the closure of South High School that all have intimate stories, some still dealing with traumas of having their high school closed, those particularly who were juniors and seniors in 1968 when that closed. And so we have some incredible stories that we're telling, that they're telling through this partnership we have with this org called History Pen. And the listeners can visit historypen.org and see the collection that we've started for the Oral History Project with South High School. And we'll continue to build with History Pen around a lot of the stories that aren't going to make our film anyway.
Could you give a little bit of context to the story of South High School for the listeners who aren't aware?
Sure. South High School was a very diverse high school of accomplishment. It's a high school that has produced a U.S. president, Gerald Ford, right here from Grand Rapids. South High School has produced, you know, one of the greatest soul singing legends that this world has ever seen in the Reverend Al Green. Just tremendous talent, you know, attorneys and doctors and such who have come out of South High School. You know, Todd exposes a lot of the politics that was happening with the closure of South High School. And it was closed in order to bring about a greater diversity in our schools. It was right as busing was happening in the late 60s, early 70s. They closed South High School in order to bus students out to a different part of town. So Southeast Grand Rapids kids then went out to Union High School on the northwest side. And, you know, anyone who grew up in Grand Rapids and who knows Grand Rapids knows that we have some distinct culture within each quadrant of our community, Southeast, Northeast, Northwest, and Southwest. The students that were bused from Southeast Grand Rapids over to Union High School, mostly when South High School closed, wasn't met with an embrace, a positive embrace. In fact, was met with violence. And so as a 16, 17-year-old student who left a community, a beloved South High School, to have to be bused in a 20-minute bus ride on the other side of town, and what, you know, many who were part of that first group acknowledged was hostility, violence. It was a harrowing experience for many who didn't get an opportunity to stay at South High School. We always talk about neighborhood schools in Grand Rapids or throughout education and the importance of neighborhood schools, but to abandon the community of its high school right there in Southeast Grand Rapids, you know, we're still trying to recover from that.
That's all the time that we have for this week's episode of WYCE's Community Connection. But make sure to join us next week, where we continue this conversation with Rodney Brown, the founder of GR MyFi. We talk about the great mustache protest at South High, how to get involved, support, or just watch what's going on at GR MyFi. And we give a little look into the future at what's to come for the organization. Make sure to tune in next week. You've been listening to WYCE's Community Connection, a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, the hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and that's our program for this week. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you again next week, same place, same time, on WYCE 88.1 FM.